It's a little earlier than usual. It's 7:48 right now in the evening, and looking through my RSS feed, quite a bit actually to look at. In Australia, creationism could slip into science classes. I have to apologize in advance because I'm going to be coughing. I have a seasonal thing that pops up about the same time every year. I just get a cough. It's not a bad cough. It's just enough to be annoying. And if I'm speaking a lot, it makes it a little worse. But anyway, on disinfo.com, in Australia, creationism could slip into science classes. This is from the Sydney Morning Herald. The draft national curriculum does not prohibit the teaching of creationism in schools, raising questions about whether this will open the door to its promotion as a science in classrooms. So that's interesting. Apparently, Greens MP John Kay says he did not oppose the discussion of Aboriginal Dreamtime or Christian explanations of the world origins in science classrooms, as long as they were presented as non-scientific beliefs. The oldest writing found on 60,000-year-old eggshells. This is coming from New Scientist. It says, could these lines, etched into 60,000-year-old ostrich eggshells, and there's a photo of them here, be the earliest signs of humans using graphic art to communicate? And I have to say, usually when you see this sort of archaeological evidence, it's rather boring in reality. You just sort of see a rock with some scratches on it. These are fairly interesting. Different colors. I'm not sure exactly why that is, but go over to New Scientist and check that out. That was from earlier today. 60,000-year-old eggshells, and there's some evidence of writing. Speaking of archaeology, over, again, at Disinformation, Michael Cremo discusses... discusses forbidden archaeology and devolution. I think it is de-evolution, but they have devolution on Coast to Coast AM. Dissident intellectual Michael Cremo discussed his continuing work in forbidden archaeology, artifacts and discoveries that don't fit into the conventional timelines and theories in academic and scientific communities. He spoke about his theory of human devolution and his study of Vedic scriptures. It says, we are currently in the Vedic cosmological cycle, the Kali Yuga, which incorporates both catastrophes as well as enlightenment, he noted. That's at disinfo.com. I love this. Weight Watchers endorses McDonald's. This is in The Guardian. McDonald's is hardly an ideal dining location for anyone struggling to stay slim, it says, but the fast food chain scored a PR coup today when Weight Watchers agreed to endorse some of its products in New Zealand, a move met with outrage by nutritionists and obesity experts. Go figure. On to KurzweilAI.net, ultra-fast wireless system could eliminate wires for communication in homes, businesses, and cars. Purdue University researchers have developed a miniature silicon-based device capable of transmitting 60 gigahertz radio frequency signals, a step toward making wires obsolete for communications in the home and offices of the future, which would be a very, very welcome thing in my office. I am rather tired of 21st century wiring. Also at KurzweilAI.net, free will is an illusion, a biologist says. I'm going to leave that one alone. Yeah, right. Again, KurzweilAI.net, using your own skin cells to repair hearts is on the horizon. heart patients' own skin cells soon could be used to repair damaged cardiac tissue thanks to pioneering stem cell research by University of Houston biomedical scientist Robert Schwartz. That's at KurzweilAI.net. And on the Mysterious Universe podcast blog, there's a really fascinating article called Making It Look Good, Television and the Paranormal by Micah Hanks. And just to start off here a little bit, it says, a good friend of mine, Javier Ortega, recently featured an article at his website, Ghost Theory, that discusses fakery going on in the world of televised paranormal reality dramas. The show in question in Javier's article, Paranormal State, has come under scrutiny based on a letter from a former client of the team featured on the program. This person asserts that one individual play-acted at being psychic on camera, and, quote, he was given every bit of information regarding our case, the letter reads, and the identity of the ghost of the previous, owner of our home who died 28 years ago, before we bought our Gold Beach, Oregon home. I don't think that's going to come as a surprise to anyone. Good news if you have been using Google Wave, which I enjoy, and I like Google Wave. I think it's still a little early for it to find its place in the ecosystem, social media ecosystem, but I think it's got one. I think it's very useful. Anything that you readily open to collaboration, I think, is going to do okay. It just needs to find its niche, so to speak. But the good news is Google Wave adds email notifications. Go to lifehacker.com, and Adam Pasch has an article there where he's talking about how they finally added that, and I actually will be very glad to see that. Next up in my RSS feeds, Itty Bitty Cities. There's 22 models that miniaturize the world. This is at weburbanist.com. And suffice it to say, it's worth checking out. Go to weburbanist.com, and just amazing, painstakingly recreated cities in miniature. And it's very eye-opening. Finally, there's an article at Accelerating Future, which asks the question, valid transhumanist criticism? And just to sort of start you off here, lately I've been seeing something interesting, it says, valid criticism of the transhumanist project. The concern is decently articulated by the people who are being paid to attack me and other transhumanists. This is Michael Anisimov, over at the New Atlantis Futurisms blog, funded by the Ethics and Public Policy Center, quote, dedicated to applying the Judeo-Christian moral tradition to critical issues of public policy. To quote Charles T. Rubin's, "What is the good of transhumanism?" And the quote is, "While some will use enforcement costs and lack of complete access to enforcing restraint as an argument for removing it altogether, that is an argument that can be judged on its particular merits, even when the risks of enforcement failures are extremely great. The fact that nuclear non-proliferation," I can't speak this evening, it's taking a lot of effort not to cough, I apologize. "The fact that nuclear non-proliferation efforts have not been entirely successful has not yet created a powerful constituency for putting plans for nuclear weapons on the web and allowing free sale of necessary materials." I lost my place. That's what happens when you don't edit. Oh, I can't really edit. It's audio boo. That might be an interesting thing to do, audio boo people, is make it so we can edit. Let me zoom in here. Allowing for free sale of necessary materials. In the event transhumanists, like bio-Luddites, want to make distinctions between legitimate and illegitimate uses of applied reason, even if, as we will see, they want to minimize the number of such distinctions because, as we will note later, they see diversity as a good. Of course, those who want to restrict some technological developments likewise look to some notion of the good. This disagreement about goods is the important one, untouched by bio-Luddite name-calling. And the mom and apple pie defense of reason, science, and technology, one finds, that's interestingly worded. The mom and apple pie defense of reason, science, and technology, one finds in transhumanism is rhetorically useful within the framework of modern societies, which have already bought this way of looking at the world, to lend a sense of familiarity and necessity to arguments that are designed eventually to lead in very unfamiliar directions. But as secondary to the ideas that these enterprises are good for, of what these enterprises are good for, to which we now turn, and ultimately to questions about the foundation on which transhumanist ideas of the good are built. Yes, diversity is good. But transhumanists have a problem. Diversity is so darn huge and contains far, far more of what would broadly be considered hideous than anything beautiful. It's a fantastic article. Again, it's an accelerating future. Valid transhumanist criticism. That's pretty much it for the night. Those are some of the sort of highlights I saw in my RSS feed. I promise I'm going to try a little harder to get rid of this cough before I do another one of these. And hope everyone is well.